suicidal and I've been taking Zoloft for my depression to make me happy, but now I'm hooked on the happiness of Jesus Christ and the Lord.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
I was into witchcraft. I was into looking into getting a gang member. I cussed like every single sentence. My mom put my picture on that little prayer table right there. I haven't said a cuss word in over a whole month. And I have no desire of sinning whatsoever because I love God and I want to serve Him forever.
Blessed are the pure in heart, and they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven.
I was the ringleader of my group of friends, and I was just driving a bus with all of them on, and we were going to break open the gates of hell, and that's where we were headed.
You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden.
The Lord has cleaned up my life. I don't drink anymore. I stopped cussing. My mouth used to be an open grave. I couldn't say five words without saying a curse word. And now, bless the Lord, on Wednesday of this week, one of those friends that I was driving to hell, he came to Jesus.
Lips that have cried a prayer or two.
I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
I was dead. People called me faithful. I was in church. I took care of God's children. But I was dead inside. I didn't know Him. He filled my life up like I've never known it before. I mean, He showed me I was dead, and I didn't realize I was dead until He showed me. And He also showed me that, because back home I was watching the soap operas, and then through that I got into the romance novels. And through that, I started sneaking behind, because at home we had cable, and when you have cable, you're able to get those little shows and just squiggly lines, but anything, and just anything, just to see it. But thank you, Jesus, you washed me clean of that. And I don't know why it took me so long, but now I'm here to say, Jesus, I was dead before, but now I'm willing to die for you and to die with you. And I'm willing to live for you. Whatever you want me to do, Jesus, I will do it.
Jesus, you still have my affection and my soul.
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
I wouldn't take any amount of money. The road that I'm going now, I've got both hands on the plow and I'm not turning back.
I have this boiling inside of me that I can't, won't go away. All I can think and all I can say is I'm sick of working for the devil. I want to work for Jesus.
You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, Father will not forgive your sins.
8 years ago, I got married, and about a year after my marriage, I found out that my husband had AIDS. And in being diagnosed, I found out I was HIV positive. I've been a Christian all my life. Or at least I thought I had. I knew that when things come upon you, all I had to do was pray and the Lord would take care of me. But I also knew at the same time that when things come upon you, it was to bring you closer to Him. After almost 8 years of marriage, I asked the Lord, I said, you know, Lord, it seems like this is such a hard burden to bear. And He told me that I had to trust Him, that I had to believe in Him. The Lord freed me to forgive my husband because I had so much bitterness against him, almost to the point of hatred. But the Lord freed me of that, and I praise Him for it. And that I had to let everyone know that He's a risen Savior. And I come before you today knowing that my Jesus lives and that He has risen to die for my sins.